This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca. Revelations that President Donald Trump is personally liable for more than $400 million in debt is casting a shadow that ethics experts say raises national security concerns that he could be manipulated to sway U.S. policy by organizations and individuals he's indebted to. Former White House ethics attorney Richard Painter, who served in the Republican George W. Bush administration, says President Trump's debt load, coupled up with a series of bankruptcies by Trump-owned companies, raises the question as to how the president was able to borrow so much cash. U.S. President Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee Amy Barrett meets informally today with senators on Capitol Hill, kicking off an accelerated confirmation process that Republicans intend to complete before the November 3rd presidential election in the face of Democratic opposition. Judge Barrett met first with Vice President Mike Pence and Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, we're pleased today to welcome Judge Barrett to begin the process of advising consent in the Senate. As you know, she'll be visiting with members who are interested in talking to her during the course of the next few days. And we're glad to have her here and glad to get the process started.
She was then welcomed by the Vice President.
Well, on behalf of President Donald Trump, I want to thank the Senate Majority Leader and your colleagues in the Senate who have committed to meet with an extraordinary American in Judge Amy Coney Barrett. We have someone of great character, of great intellect, who has a judicial philosophy that will uphold the Constitution of the United States.
For more on this appointment, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.